Hi, it's Mac. It's McColgan here on Audio Boo, and it is my February boo for the 15th of February. Joyer. Who is Joyer's son? Jonathan Sawyer. Jonathan Sawyer at Sawyer GB. Subject material has finally come through for the next week. I haven't seen it yet. I'm just going by what I've heard in Audio Boos this morning while I've been here at the car boot sale listening out. And I get think the subject matter, if I get it right this time, I got one totally wrong the other day there, so, is what piece of clothing could you not live without? And I've listened to, so far, I think, Phil Sorrell and Dean Reed and Sayre. I think that's it, so far, anyway. So, what piece of clothing could I not live without? Well, I have some favourite pieces of clothing. For example, jeans, my jeans, but then I have two or three pair of jeans. Jeans are fantastic things. They just keep you warm and dry, well, unless it's really teeming rain. But in general, they're so comfortable. They look good. You feel cool in them. And they're hard wearing. But I could live without them. I'd prefer not to. I always want to wear jeans. Not all the time, but probably about 95% of my life, unless it's during the summer when I wear shorts all the time. But anyway, denim jeans are fantastic things. So, but I could live without them. I have some nice jackets. That I've got one on the now, a good winter jacket that keeps me nice and snug. And I have a lovely big iron jumper that you can wear at any time, and you are the equivalent of lying inside a duvet. It's brilliant. But all these things I can live without, absolutely. I wouldn't like to say that I couldn't go through life without having them. But there are one piece of clothing that I could not do without. I could not live without, and I mean this in all honesty, and that is my gloves. And I have 3 or 4 pair of gloves. Actually, I have more than that, but only about 3 or 4 that I wear on a regular basis. And the reason for that is I suffer from white finger syndrome. And even as I speak just now, the middle finger of my left hand, which is inside a Thinsulate, lovely Thinsulate winter glove, is frozen solid. It's pure white, it's numb. It's just what happens with white finger. And it's not that cold today. I can have that symptom of white finger. I can have it at any time, even in the summer. Well, when I say summer, I mean the summer when the summers we've been getting recently, which are very, very poor, wet and not particularly warm, I can actually have the manifested white fingers. And there's no telling which ones are going to be white and cold. You can have 2 or 3 or just one, and you don't know which hand it's going to happen on. It just happens. And so I've been to consultants about it, doctors and consultants, and the only thing they say is wear gloves. And so I can be seen wearing gloves at any time. When people are going about, in fact, I can be wearing shorts in the summer and a t-shirt, but I could still have a pair of gloves on. I know it sounds daft, but it's true. It just depends on the temperature. If it's slightly cold at all, then it just manifests itself. So I've got a pair of Thinsulate gloves on. I have a pair of Italian leather gloves for dressing with, which are beautiful fur lined inside. They are as cozy as can be, and I still get white finger wearing them. But if I weren't wearing them, what school did I go to? If I wasn't wearing them, then trust me, it would be a damn sight worse. And even when I'm doing wee jobs, I have high flex gloves with inner liners. These are silk inner liners. Silk is fantastic thermal properties, by the way. Just ask any airline pilot, or maybe not modern airline, but, you know, people who flew during the war and things like that. Silk scarves, silk gloves, all these things are wonderful at keeping you warm and snug. So I have those. But it does matter. I still got my finger. So, at the end of the day, for all the clothes I do have, and all my favourite clothes, and all that I do love, denim jeans to bits, the only thing I could not live without is gloves. And that's just duty body off. That's not duty preference. I would prefer not to wear them at any time, but I can't. Even if I took them off a little while ago for 5 minutes to help my wife sort up some stuff on the table, and by the end of the 5 minutes, my fingertips were beginning to go already. As quick as that, and as I said, it's cold. It's not that cold. It's not even frosty. So, gloves for me, unfortunately, and it will have to be that way for the rest of my days. There's nothing I can do about it. But having said that, I do love my gloves. Especially my dress ones. Look really snazzy in my Italian leather gloves. Really cool, dude. Well, maybe not in the middle of summer. Bye for now.